We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Either you abide by your religious convictions and you violate Obamacare, or you abide by Obamacare and you violate your religious convictions and free exercise of religion. There's no in between.
You talk about the purpose-driven life. You'd say in the book, it's not about you. Who is it about?
Well, it is all about God and His plan for us.
Just use plain, simple grammar. If the book is about you finding your purpose, the book is all about you.
The caffeine for the waiting Lutheran is the means of grace that keeps us awake and vigilant and filled with faith waiting for Jesus.
Indiana Truck Drivers Club is etc.
Well, a new church year has begun with the rolling around yesterday of the church's calendar, the first Sunday in Advent. The church now heads into about a month-long season where it prepares, it anticipates, it waits. The church is called to wait. That's part of what the church is doing, watching, waiting, anticipating, hoping and believing, and trusting that Christ, as He has promised, will return. Of course, that's the church here, the church militant. The church has always waited. And since we're part of the church universal throughout all time, we wait with them too. So with the Old Testament saints, we wait for Christ's first coming. That's why we celebrate Christmas and its preparatory season, Advent. And of course, that waiting also is answered every Sunday when Christ comes to us in His word and sacraments. As real as He came through the womb of the Virgin Mary, He comes to us, that word and sacraments, to bring us life and salvation and forgiveness of sins. So what better way to kick off the first Monday in Advent than to hear a good Advent sermon for the first Sunday of Advent. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be reviewing a sermon preached yesterday, the first Sunday in Advent, by Pastor Jeremy Rohde of Faith Lutheran Church in Capistrano Beach, California. The text, Luke 19, Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. That is usually the appointed text for the first Sunday in Advent. A little bit later, we'll be talking about Bo Yeerts. He's been a frequent subject here on Issues Etc. If you don't know him from his novel, Hammer of God, he's a 20th century Swedish Lutheran theologian who just made tremendous influence and influence for the good on confessional Lutheranism, both in his native Sweden, but also among Lutherans today, especially in America. Pastor Bror Eriksson will join us. We'll talk about Bo Yeerts in the last half hour of Issues, etc. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And our Twitter address, @issuesetc. To put us in mind of our sermon review here, let's consider one of those figures from the season of Advent, John the Baptist, who is, I often say, famous for preaching the shortest and most concise and best sermon ever preached. The next day, this is John chapter 1, verse 29, the next day when John saw Jesus coming toward him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." There it is, in one sentence, what Christ would have the world know about Him. He is the Lamb of God, the sacrifice made on the cross for the sins of the world, and He takes those sins away with that death. And He rises again because He is the Lamb of God. The sacrifice is good and it is accepted. Now, if you're not hearing that every Sunday, you probably should find a different church. And the reason we do these sermon reviews is so you learn how to listen for what you ought to hear every Sunday, every sermon. Every time you sit in the pew, you ought to be hearing Christ and Him crucified. To that end, we have our three-part diagnostic. One, listen to the sermon and keep a simple running tally of how often Jesus is mentioned. Notice how John the Baptist mentions Him, and he's the subject of the entire sentence. He should be the subject of the sermon, too. So that means he needs to be mentioned. He needs to be all over the sermon. This is what John the Baptist was preaching. He's preaching about the one who comes after me. He wasn't preaching your better life now, your best life now. He's preaching the one who comes after me, Jesus Christ. So how often is Jesus mentioned? If he's mentioned often, then go on to part two of the diagnostic, keeping with the grammar theme here. Is Jesus the subject of the verbs? Is he like he is the subject of the sentence? In John the Baptist's short sermon, it should be the subject of every sentence. All the thoughts of a sermon should point us toward Christ. Is he the subject of the verbs? That is he the one doing the doing, running the verbs? And if he is, then you can go on to part three, and that is, what are the verbs? Notice the verbs that John uses. He's the Lamb of God. He takes away the sins of the world. This isn't Jesus' example. This isn't Jesus' inspiration. This isn't Jesus' life coach. This is Jesus' sacrifice that takes away the sins of the world. And those are the verbs you ought to be listening for if you're listening to a Christ-centered, cross-focused sermon, which is what you ought to be hearing every Sunday in every sermon. So let's begin our sermon review. It's Pastor Jeremy Rohde, a frequent guest here on Issues Etc., preaching at his congregation, Faith Lutheran Church in Capistrano Beach, California. The text for the first Sunday in Advent, Luke 19, Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the beginning of a new church year. So Happy New Year. The family of God has a different calendar than the rest of the world. We are in the world, but not of the world, and even our calendar confesses this. Wouldn't it be amazing to find a church that orders its time, its seasons, its entire calendar on one thing, Jesus Christ? Welcome to Faith Lutheran Church. The church's calendar begins in December with a season called Advent. Advent means coming. We meditate on the coming of God through the Virgin Mary into our human flesh. We meditate on the supernatural conception of Jesus in the Virgin Mary's womb. From Advent, we will move into the season of Christmas, meditating on Jesus' birth and on the deeper mystery of the incarnation of God. After Christmas, we move into the seasons of Epiphany and Lent. Who is Jesus? What did he come to do? Perhaps as you heard the gospel read this morning, you thought we made a mistake and got the wrong text. You heard of Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey, not entering our world through the Virgin Mary. But that the selection of that text gets to this question, who is this Jesus and why did he come? What did he come to do? It is in Holy Week, usually in March or April, that we have our definitive answer. He came to give us a new Passover of his own flesh and blood. He came to die on a dark Friday that we now call Good. He came to rise again on Easter morn to show us our future, to give us hope. For our future is the resurrection of our bodies and life forever with him. The first half of the year, we follow the life of Jesus. The second half of the year from which we've just come, we follow his teachings from the first things he taught to the last. You'll notice that the scriptures read here, the sermons preached, the prayers, and even the selection of hymns all follow this pattern. Our time, our seasons, our calendar is ordered on the life and teachings of Christ. As the earth orbits around the sun year after year, the church orbits around Christ. How you order your calendar says something about you. How you decorate your house also says something about you. God created material things and called them good. Matter matters. Not only do we order our calendar by Christ, but as much as is possible, everything in our sanctuary is meant to preach Christ. A few moments ago in the gospel, we heard the Pharisees tell Jesus to rebuke his disciples for praising him. We then heard Jesus answer them in this way, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. If you take a look around you, you'll notice that the stained glass is crying out, telling the whole life of Jesus. In our sanctuary, we are surrounded by Jesus' life. And when our eyes happen to wander, I mean when our children's eyes happen to wander during the service, our eyes are sure to find Jesus. Not only the stained glass cries out, but the cloth pyramids also cry out. They speak in the language of colors and symbols, but they too proclaim the person and work of Christ loud and clear to our eyes. In our sanctuary, the wood cries out. The wooden crucifix first jars our senses. It offends us, crying out, "Behold the wrath of God. Behold how seriously God takes sin. Behold what you have merited with your life, what you deserve." But before its sermon is done, the crucifix also cries out, "Behold, he who has taken your place. Behold the sacrifice that has atoned perfectly for all your sins. Behold the immeasurable love that God has for you in Christ Jesus."
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll hear more of this first Sunday in Advent sermon from Pastor Jeremy Rohde of Faith Lutheran Church in Capistrano Beach, California, the text he's working from, where Jesus is entering Jerusalem and the Pharisees are trying to silence the crowds, or have Jesus silence the crowds. They say, "Tell your disciples to be quiet." And he says, "If they were quiet, the stones would cry out." Well, that's what the church's task is every Sunday, every sermon, as we are hearing here, to cry out about Christ and Him crucified. We'll be right back. Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, is a quarterly publication for the Confessional Lutheran, and they have a special 20th anniversary CD. This CD contains every issue of Logia for the last 20 years. It's a PDF file with search capabilities and bookmarks. This special anniversary CD is an excellent addition to your theological library. You can pre-order it for just $40. That's 50 cents per issue. Find out more at logia.org, logia.org.
A Savior Who is Christ the Lord, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
This child's soft infant flesh will one day be the sacrifice that pays for our sins.
And for any size year-end donation, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the Confession of Peter. You can make a year-end online gift today at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year.
All theology is Christology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Well, Emily has completed 36 hours at Sylvan Learning Center. Her reading comprehension has improved almost 3 grade levels, and she's gone up more than a grade level in math. Not only have her academic skills improved, we've also noticed an increase in Emily's confidence. Sylvan Learning Center has 2 Metro East locations: Edwardsville, 618-656-0500, Shiloh, 618-628-0018, and one in Creve Coeur, 314-997-3035. Sylvan Learning.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. With a new month, December is upon us. We have a new Issues, Etc. book of the month. I grew up with the Arch books. I dearly remember many an evening having them pulled out before bedtime and read to me, and then when I could read, I'd read them to myself sometimes. These Arch books from Concordia Publishing House tell the simple Bible stories in a faithful way, in a way that speaks directly to how children are best able to understand it. They're great children's books. And Concordia Publishing House has a new one for Christmas called O Holy Night. These things make a great stocking stuffer for your children, your grandchildren. You can find out more about O Holy Night, the latest Christmas Arch book from Concordia Publishing House, the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December at our website, issuesetc.org, or give Concordia Publishing House a call and order a couple of them for the kids that you know. 1-800-325-3040. It's the latest Arch book from Concordia Publishing House for Christmas, O Holy Night, 1-800-325-3040. We're reviewing a sermon by Pastor Jeremy Rohde for the first Sunday in Advent. He's picking up on the story of Jesus entering Jerusalem and Jesus saying the very stones would cry out if his disciples remained silent. And this is what the church continues to do, Sunday after Sunday, beginning every year with Advent, to cry out Christ and Him crucified. Remember, we're using that three-part diagnostic. How often is Jesus mentioned? Is Jesus the subject of the verbs? And what are those verbs?
The wooden baptismal font cries out as well. Here, God washes away your sins and gives you new birth into His family. The wooden pulpit cries out, here, in this place, our speech is different. Here, God preaches through the lips of a human being the wisdom of the cross. Here, God calls you to repent, and He speaks His forgiveness into your ears, creating and sustaining faith in you. The wooden altar also cries out. Here, the sacrifice is eaten. Here, the altar is also God's table. Here, the true manna from heaven is given. Here is the new and eternal Passover, to which you are invited. Here is the fruit of the new tree of life. We fell in the garden through eating, therefore through eating we shall be restored. Our calendar cries out, as does our glass, our cloth, our wood. And sure enough, just outside our sanctuary, the very stones cry out, hand-painted by children and families, telling the story of the infinite mercies of God through Christ our Lord. Even if we were silent, the very stones would cry out. And when our generation has come and gone, when we are silent, glass and cloth, wood and stone will cry out to the next generation, this is what we have believed. This is He in whom we have put our trust. This is Christ, our Savior, and yours. This church is not Pastor Hodel's church or Pastor Rohde's church. This church does not belong to the congregational president or the council or even the voters. This church belongs to Christ. More important than glass and cloth, wood and stone, are the precious souls of the people that God has drawn here, members of Christ's body, sinners, each and every one of us, drawn to the living ministry of our resurrected Lord, the same Lord who promises to be with us. And this is why we are here, for He dwells in our midst. He, the pastor and bishop of our souls, the scriptures say. This is His church. These are His people. Love one another. Love this place. Advent calls us to ponder deeper realities. We believe that there is more to Christmas than buying gifts and preparing the house. We believe that Advent is a time for each and every Christian to prepare his or her heart. For this reason, we hold Advent services on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. beginning this coming Wednesday. There is no better gift that you could give your family than to bring them to Advent services so that together you can hear God's Word and have His Word enrich your experience of Christmas. You'll never regret making Advent services part of your family tradition. As you bring your family here, together we are the family of God in this place. An imperfect family? Absolutely. God's family has always been this way. We could begin with Adam, the taste of forbidden fruit still on his lips, engaged in an act of sheer genius, hiding in the bushes from God, getting ready to blame the whole thing on his wife. We could start with Noah, who gave thanks to God for sparing his life by getting dead drunk and naked and scandalizing his sons. We could pick up with Abraham, blessed with a beautiful wife, who gladly gave her into Pharaoh's harem in order to save his own neck. Not that the females are that much better. Sarah herself, so ticked that God wouldn't give her a baby, gave her husband into the arms of her servant Hagar. Here, honey, take this other woman to bed. That'll make everything better. Trust me. Jacob couldn't have lived up to his name's sake and deceive dear old dad if not for his mom. It was Rebecca who concocted the whole plan, who tied the goat skins to his arms. Amongst Jacob's granddaughters was a certain Tamar, who disguised herself as a prostitute and seduced Judah. Judah being her father-in-law. They conceived twins. And one of these twins is directly in the line of Christ. Imperfect? God's family has always been this way. Right down to a certain man named David, who penned some psalms, some of which we still sing, took another man's wife, had that man murdered, kept his wife, and penned some more psalms. His son, Absalom, took his dad's concubines, yes, David's dedicated prostitutes, and bedded them in front of all Israel. Oh, how we long for those golden biblical days! It's hardly some idyllic family that God has made his own. On the contrary, what we heard Jeremiah say in our Old Testament text today is amongst the greatest surprises that our world has ever known. Into this family, into this twisted family tree, God will cause a righteous branch to spring up. Into this family of sinners, God Himself will be born. Advent reveals more about God than any one Christian could ever grasp. But if there is one thing Advent reveals to all, it's this. However terrible your transgressions, however deeply you have wallowed in filth or been drugged through it by someone else, however far you have fallen, though you find yourself doing the evil you do not want to do, acting out in faithlessness, lust, or greed, though you be the most ungodly man of all mankind, there is still a God who is willing to claim you as His own. A God who holds a place for you at His family table. A God who lives to justify even the ungodly man, making atonement for all that you have done and left undone by the shedding of His own precious blood. No matter who you are or what sort of family you come from, there is a place in God's family for you. For now, in these last days, we can plainly see that God's family tree is in the shape of a cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, so I hope you see here what it is I often talk about here when we do sermon reviews. This is what you ought to be listening for. See, he just talked about what Jesus has done for us. And he drew it out of Scripture, and he made it clear that we are in the same line of both sin and faith as all those who have come before us, and that with the rolling over of the new church here, it's going to be another year of Christ and Him crucified. That's right. Every Sunday, every sermon. So if you're a pastor and you haven't been doing this, take Advent as the opportunity to start doing it again. If you're in a church where they don't do this anymore, they don't preach Christ and Him crucified anymore, then take the opportunity of Advent to find a church that does. Folks, if you appreciate sermon reviews like this, please help us equip the priesthood of all believers by making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. We've got 4 weeks left in this year, and we're currently $50,000 short of making our budget. Our listeners have always helped us in the past, and I'm confident they will this year as well. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a year-end contribution by check. Make your check payable to Issues, etc. Send it to Issues, etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address again. Issues, etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any year-end, any sized year-end donation, we will send you two CDs. One is Lutheran Service Book, Hymns and Services, and a CD of sermons that I preached on the birth of Christ, and another on the Confession of St. Peter. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2012. When we come back, we'll talk about Bo Hjerts, 20th century Swedish Lutheran theologian you simply must know. We'll be right back. How he died for me on the cross. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Give me the good news of God's only Son. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Give me His body. Give me His blood.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over two centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran Thought, Lutheran Substance, Lutheran Music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Preaching Christ and Him crucified. You're listening to Issues, etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, etc. 300. Redeemer Lutheran, Mandeville, Louisiana. Our Savior Lutheran, Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Louisville, Nebraska. Grace Lutheran, Warminster, Pennsylvania. Trinity Lutheran, Valonia, Indiana. Emmanuel Lutheran, Pensacola, Florida, St. Athanasius Lutheran, Vienna, Virginia, and Emmaus Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues, etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues, etc. 300.